Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. We're taping for 88.9 WLRY, the farm page, and this is a time of year where we have lots of folks with lots of hummingbird feeders, and we had a recent graduate of our 2017 Master Gardener training who is kind of our hummingbird official, Edna Wilson. Edna, you did a great presentation on hummingbirds. Is that your passion?
It is. I love hummingbirds. Every year we feed them.
How many feeders do you have?
Oh my, I couldn't count them. We have a lot because I have a lot of different types and sizes because they're kind of particular as to what they want to eat out of, and then we space them out so the males won't fight so much over the same feeder.
Really?
Yes.
So if I'm going to the store to look for a hummingbird feeder, what's your suggestion of a good feeder to buy?
The good feeders to buy are ones that are easy to clean. They open up and then you can clean them. And they also would have a built-in ant moat.
Okay.
You put water in the top and then when the ants climb down, they drown so they can't get in.
Okay.
And you also want one that have bee-resistant ports. Those are deeper so the hummingbirds can get their bill and their tongue in there, but the bees, they have a shorter tongue,
okay,
and they can't get down in, so hopefully they'll get frustrated and just leave. And you also want to get one that's, you don't have to, but has a perch, so when they're landing, they can sit there and eat without flapping their wings so much.
Flapping their wings and expending even more energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when do you start to put your hummingbird feeders out?
The middle of April, there is a scout. The male leaves, migrates first because okay, he wants to claim his territory.
Sure.
And so the middle of April, right around the 15th, 17th, and they will return to the same area where they remember having a good food source before, like the previous year. So I put at least a small one out, and he'll usually return to the same window or wherever you had that feeder.
Okay. So do you do some of the ones that attach to your windows?
I have that, and those are very nice. The children really love those because they land on the porches and you can see them real close.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you talk about food, if you've got several feeders, mm-hmm, surely you don't buy food.
No, the ready-to-made food's very expensive. It's priced at maybe at $12 a gallon. But I make it with sugar water. It's a formula of four parts water to one part sugar.
Okay.
So if you were making a gallon, it would be a gallon of water to four cups sugar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that seems like a lot, but how quick do you go through a gallon?
I feed at least 1.5 gallons average a day to the hummingbirds. And that's when I was working part-time, or working full-time. Now I'm retired, so I'm not sure how many.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and you just make your nectar up ahead. You can keep it in the refrigerator for up to 2 weeks.
So how many feeders is that?
I don't know. I really don't know. And it's very
Are you
hard.
Afraid to count?
Yeah, because I just have several. It's a good idea to have several because you need to keep them clean.
Okay.
So when you're cleaning ones, you can replace it with a clean one. And then till you get the other ones, cleaned them back up.
Okay, so tell me this. You keep talking about cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way? How do you clean yours?
I clean them with either a weak bleach solution, and I have a big tub that I soak them in. When I see one, I'll take it down and then soak them.
Okay.
And maybe overnight, and then you want to brush them.
Okay.
And you get in there because there's black fermentation,
yeah,
and mold,
mm-hmm,
and get that out. And then you also have to have a brush of some type to clean those little ports and things. It's important to get all that out.
Okay.
And then soak them in the bleach water or vinegar water. Some people want to do that. And then you need to rinse them. I rinse mine as long, like leave them in clear rinse water for twice as long as I do soak them, because you want to get rid of all that residue.
Wow. So that's a process so no wonder you would have several different feeders.
Yes.
Because you just rotate them, mm-hmm, in and out of your...
Right. If you don't have very many birds, it's okay just to have a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many hummingbirds do you think you have around your feeders?
Oh, I would say hundreds. At night when they are feeding, they're very territorial in the daytime. They fight and just, like, it's just like Star Wars. They're going every which way.
Really?
But in the evening, right before dusk, they settle down and they all will just take turns feeding at the feeders. And they, females, males, whatever. And then as soon as it's dark, they're gone. But that's the only time they kind of mingle together.
Do they delete the supply of food you have in your feeder, like at night? Do you notice that it completely empties at night?
Well, we feed them. I mean, I fill them up twice a day usually. So
really?
Yeah, we'll feed them in the morning and then, like when I was working in the afternoon, so when we get home. So yeah, we keep them full. So
wow. Yeah. So tell me, then how long do you keep those feeders up? When do you typically take them down for the year?
The birds will migrate back starting the middle of September, depending on the weather.
Okay.
And how cold it is. And they are going to fly Gulf of Mexico, like 500 miles, usually nonstop. So you need to leave them up until your last, you don't see any more birds.
Okay.
And you can even increase the sugar water at that time if you want, like 3-to-1 ratio, because they have to double their weight before they head south, because they usually fly nonstop and they do not ride on the back of birds or something. It's like a myth.
Yeah, so usually middle of September.
Yeah, depending on if it's real warm or if it starts getting cold, you'll know they leave.
They leave. Mm-hmm. Okay, so doubling their weight before they make the trip. Mm-hmm. Now, my next question is going to be, did you plant a lot of hummingbird attraction plants to get this many birds? Did you start with a garden to get the birds to come?
I've always had a garden. I love flowers, so we have a lot of flowers that, a lot of trees and the pollinators that they love. So, yeah, I do have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They love tubular flowers, flowers that attract insects, anything red.
Anything red.
Yeah.
Do you purposely, this time of year, do you buy any hanging baskets just to help attract them in red, or do you look for those or not?
Well, I do plant my hanging baskets. I make my own.
Uh-huh.
So they're mostly bubblegum petunias, and they like those. But I do plant a lot of red, like nasturtiums or the salvias. They love those.
Mm-hmm.
And manabilla vines, anything red they love that they can get in.
Too. Wow. Is it just relaxing now that you're retired? To set
it is. We got wings sit on our deck, and like say they're just flying everywhere in the evening. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, how fun. Yeah. How fun. So how long have you been feeding the hummingbirds?
Oh, years. For as long as I can remember.
Yeah. Really?
We live in Hocking Hills, so we have a lot of shade. And the trees, lots of pine trees and all kinds of trees. Catawba trees when they're in bloom.
Yeah.
I mean, everything to feed the birds. So we have a lot of birds and bees.
Awesome. Edna Wilson, she just recently graduated from the 2017 Fairfield County Master Gardener Training, and we really appreciated her hummingbird knowledge, and we love sharing it with our listeners at 88.9 WLRY.